Beef cattle numbers decline. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We lost a little over 7% of our total cattle inventory from January 1, 2012 to January 1, 2013.
Dr. Andrew Griffith with the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at the University of Tennessee says while cattle numbers in Tennessee still remain strong, the trend over the past 10 years shows a pretty dramatic decline.
Tennessee actually has lost, in the past 10 years, we've lost 1.71 million head of cattle. And considering we only have 1.83 million as of January 1, 2013, losing 1.71 million in the past 10 years is a pretty significant number.
And Dr. Griffith says while the drought throughout most of the country contributed to the decline in cattle numbers, here in Tennessee he believes it was related more to higher feed prices, which can also be connected with last year's drought. Looking forward, he says it's hard to guess which way the inventory will respond. Because of the sequester, there was no July inventory report, and no one can accurately predict the weather.
Well, because of the sequester, we're not going to get that July 1 inventory report, and so therefore we're not going to have a good idea until next January how many heifers have been held back and how many did go into the feedlot due to that continued drought. We're highly dependent upon the weather right now, and even though some of these places have been seeing bad storms, the rain's been beneficial in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, and Nebraska.
The nationwide U.S. cattle numbers have dropped to their lowest level since 1952. Beef cattle numbers dropped 3% last year and are down 11% since 2007, but demand is still there.
We've seen that people still really like to get that choice beef and throw it on the grill.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.